Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masurowski.
A packed meeting last night of the Town of Tonawanda Planning Board. Hundreds of residents came out, many of them speaking out against a proposed data center at the site of the former Tonawanda Coke off River Road.
Many people speaking out about what they feel are the negative impacts that the data center could have on the environment, local resources. Many fear increasing utility costs. The planning board there unanimously voting to table the project, stopping it from moving forward for now. In Niagara Falls, the city council approving a settlement with Niagara Falls Redevelopment, allowing for the construction of a new data center to move forward. Resident reaction there, though, was the same. Meanwhile, in Albany, the state Senate and Assembly considering a one-year moratorium on new data centers across New York. That vote could happen as soon as today.
The State Teachers Union proposing a change in how technology is used in the classroom. They want to move away from screen time for the youngest grades and put limits on how AI is used. WBEN's Brayton Wilson is following this story.
Niagara Falls City Schools Superintendent Mark Laurie appreciates the advocacy the State Teachers Union is taking with a resolution to further limit technology in the classroom, but feels there are many educational opportunities and ways of learning with the help of technology, which can help prepare some kids for the future when they move out of high school and into the world of work or college.
I think it's important to have that balance, so I don't have a problem with the call for a very close look at when and where we're using screen time. I think that always should be looked at, and I support that. I just think that teachers in the classroom need to have the ability to also make those decisions that are best for the kids and the subject matter they're teaching. So to blanketly say we can only do so many minutes a day is not the way I would go.
When it comes to artificial intelligence, Riverside High School teacher Mark Bruno admits it scares him in today's age and strongly feels everyone needs to be careful in how it's used.
I think we have to be careful with artificial intelligence that it doesn't replace our ability to think, to critically think. Artificial intelligence is something that's here to stay. It's only going to continue to advance. I think we really need to teach our students how to use it responsibly. We need to talk about the dangers of it.
And part of that education, Bruno feels, needs to come away from the classroom and from the parents at home.
We can't really control what parents are doing. I mean, some kids go home and they're playing video games and on their iPads for like 8 hours when they get home. So I think we have to teach, you know, our students to use technology responsibly. I think technology does have a role in schools. I just think it should be limited. You know, you got to be a little bit old school. There's nothing wrong with reading books and doing worksheets and stuff like that. But also, technology is here to stay and it's only going to continue to advance. I'm a big fan of the yin and yang symbol of China. You have to try and balance it out.
Hear more from Bruno and Laurie online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you. Union Pacific's Big Boy, the world's largest operating steam locomotive, on a historic coast-to-coast tour to celebrate America's 250th anniversary. And the Big Boy is making a stop in Buffalo next week. It arrives next Tuesday. We'll be in Buffalo all day next Wednesday, leaving a week from today. Lead engineer Ed Dickens says Big Boy is a well-oiled machine.
You're looking at 1940s technology, lots of open lubrication, and, you know, it's a steam locomotive in every sense. Rugged, heavy, loud, you know, it's just, it's quite a machine, but it runs like a Swiss watch.
Said he loves seeing the crowds turn out to see it.
This is very quickly becoming a national icon. Mm-hmm. It is such an important part of the American history and the development of the West. The steam locomotive, why they were built, why would they need to build something like this? Well, it's the same message, the same story we have today. Why do we build what we do?
Mm-hmm. Well, built in 1941 for heavy freight hauling during World War II, it's the only one still in service. The locomotive weighs 1.1 million pounds. It was built in Schenectady, So very not cool. too far away. It's pretty cool that that happened here. It'll arrive in Ripley on Tuesday, where people will get a chance to see it just for a little bit. And then a more public showing on Wednesday, where you'll need to park at the Galleria Mall, take a shuttle over to where it is in a working rail yard. So, you know, not the same sort of public access you might be used to, but it will be here and expected to be a pretty big draw in Western New York.
I think it'll be huge. And then Thursday when it leaves, it passes through Letchworth State Park, which is another great viewing spot.
Oh, yeah. That'll be very cool.
We'll be
cool.
telling you more about the timing of all of this coming up in the days to come here on WBEN. House lawmakers have voted to block President Trump from further strikes on Iran.
In a 215-208 vote Wednesday, the House passed the Democrat-led Iran War Powers Resolution.
The concurrent resolution is adopted.
Four Republicans joined Democrats to advance the measure, which would direct President Trump to stop U.S. military action against Iran or get Congress's approval to declare war. House Speaker Mike Johnson has defended the president's actions, telling reporters he is trying to keep people safe. But Democrats and some Republicans have criticized the president not getting congressional approval for the military action and over the conflict not appearing to have an end in sight, calling for the Senate to approve the legislation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Gas prices have been dropping slightly over the past week. WBEN's Tom Puckett on if it's a trend we should be getting used to.
Oil prices dipped after talks of a potential deal, dropping the price of gas by 3.5 cents in Buffalo. However,
oil prices have bounced a little bit higher here this week after new attacks from, that Iran has initiated, escalating the situation, and really no outcome, no positive outcome yet to the negotiations that have been talked about.
Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy says the price of gas will depend on access to the Strait of Hormuz.
It might be a little bit premature to be able to comment effectively on where prices will go, given the fact the Strait remains closed. It certainly would be better news for motorists if the Strait reopened, but it will largely be contingent on to what degree and what timetable that occurs.
What's the average price of gas in Buffalo now? Find out online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you for that. And we'll see what happens because they have been dropping. It seems like it's on a daily basis. You don't know if you're paying more or less than the day before.
Yeah, just a little bit over the past week. We're still up over the past month and up $1.50. I mean, we're still over $4.50 a gallon on average here in Western New York. Up $1.50 since last year.
You're looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Partly to mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 70s, close to 80 degrees for tonight. Overnight lows near 60 under partly cloudy skies. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low 80s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us in the Bison Automotive Live Line, Matt Shaw from Skylighters. We're talking America 250, the celebrations 1 month from now. July 4th, hard to believe we're that close already. Matt, thanks for being on with us this morning. I know we made mention of it maybe about a year ago when we were talking to you of how this year is going to be, you know, one of the biggest year for fireworks there are because of the 250th birthday celebration on July 4th. A month out, how's it looking?
It's looking pretty good. Like you said, it's been a year already. Soon as 4th of July in 2025 was over, people started booking right away for 2026, knowing it was going to be a huge anniversary year. There's going to be more fireworks throughout Western New York than ever before. We have a very, very busy season ahead of us here. So big that a lot of events have already celebrated 250 and are planning to celebrate the 250 throughout the entire summer.
Wow, that's great for you. You know, is America's 250th, does this mean more shows or longer and bigger shows?
Both. So not only has a lot of the municipalities and private events and festivals and fairs that we do have increased their budget due to the 250th anniversary, but a lot more shows out there also.
Okay, a lot more shows, a bigger demand maybe for the fireworks and everywhere. I mean, should we be expecting to see fireworks maybe in places we haven't before this year?
Along with every municipality who's putting on their fireworks shows, you know, currently you're going to see a lot of private fireworks that are done professionally also.
You know, the city of Buffalo usually has the Salem Field, the Bisons, to provide fireworks, usually on the 3rd. It's not happening this year. And the mayor indicated this week that downtown will have fireworks this year for the first time in a generation. Can I ask, are you involved with the city in any way?
Well, we do a ton of work in the city. So not only do we do the Buffalo Bisons, we are doing the Cosmic Baseball with Pyro on July 3rd and 4th. There's going to be fireworks on the Outer Harbor on July 3rd also, along with some private events in the city. Still working out even some more details with some of these cities' fireworks shows also.
Well, it's pretty cool to see. I mean, now it's here. I'm wondering if this is going to be impacting the what you do the next year and the year after. I mean, did you spend a lot of time loading up for this year? And what does that mean for how you're able to source fireworks in the coming years?
So we're a pretty large firework company. We're a direct importer, so we import from all over the world. We knew there was going to be a huge demand this year, so we got our orders in early. Some of these orders that we received this year were placed all the way back in 2024 just to meet the demand. So we are fully stocked, and we are ready for huge celebrations.
And what about cost? I know it's been a story in the past. They were, you know, gone up exorbitantly because of tariffs, transportation costs. Is that still the case this year because they're made in China?
There's always an issue when you're importing from overseas. If it's not the tariffs, it's shipping. If it's not the shipping, it's insurance. 99% of commercial grade fireworks do come from China, so we don't have a lot of choices there. We do carry some American-made products and some Japanese and Italian products, but small margin. We have some great buying power, so regardless of the tariffs and shipping and insurance, you know, we're still able to offer a lot of fireworks for the money.
Well, hey, great to talk with you, and have fun this summer. Sounds like it's going to be a big one. Matt Shaw of Skylighters joining us live here on WBEN.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.